It's Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
That's right. You've got to take action. And if you're interested in taking action, you first got to learn what to do, what action to take, right?
That's it.
All right, Dan. Well, listen, on Startup Nation Radio, great show today. God, really important stuff relating to how you get your product to market, how you get it protected, how you get it manufactured, how you get it, how you start making money on your great idea.
Some incredible entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. Today's show brought to you, as always, by Walsh College and Comerica Bank. So, Nadine Mustafa, first of all, thank you so much from Young and Basile for being on the show. You've provided great, great expertise.
Thank you for having me.
On the subject matter. We've got more to go. The show goes too fast. We've got one segment left. Let's roll. Dan.
Let's go.
All right.
Scott Scherpenberg, co-founder, product designer for Juicebox Inc. Scott, what's your go-to-market strategy for Juicebox now?
So we will continue to, we have an absolutely great graphic designer. We just build content. We're going to continue to advertise on Facebook. Until we have the product, we will be setting up our site for more pre-orders. So we're just going to be directing consumers there, trying to take more pre-orders.
All right. Well, this is your opportunity to direct more consumers there. A plug for what you're doing. How do people find out about your great invention?
Okay. Our website is getjuicebox.com. It's all one word. Juicebox has two X's. We also have our Facebook page, which is the same thing, facebook.com/getjuicebox, as well as our Twitter. We're always updating fresh content, new graphics, all the good stuff.
All right, right on. Listen, Scott, thanks so much for sharing your story, for being on the show. We really appreciate it. We wish you great luck. Nadine, quick question. We talked about Scott's going to bring his product to market by a contract manufacturer. He's going to have his own brand, his own distribution. He's going to do all that himself. On a brand, you can get something called a trademark. Just quickly, tell us what a trademark is as opposed to a patent.
A trademark is anything that identifies the source of a product or service. It can range from a product name, a slogan, logos, color, even smells.
Interest. Wow. I did not know that.
I did not know that.
So when you talk about source, let's break that down a little bit. Really what we're talking about in layman's terms is you're talking about the source being either the inventor or the company from which it came, right? The brand.
Right. So, for example, Just Do It. Everybody knows that slogan, that's associated
with
Nike.
Yeah. Yeah. And Nike's the brand.
Yes.
So Nike. I can get a trademark on the term Nike as my brand, and I can get a term on the slogan Just Do It as my slogan. And I can protect both those things through trademarks.
Correct.
Okay, right on. Your patent attorney can help you do that as well. Well, moving right along, we've got one more great inventor to feature on the show today, Dan.
Ann Makasinski. Jeff, not only is Ann not a
collegiate entrepreneur,
Ann, I'm going to bring you in just a minute. I'm so impressed. Yeah. Ann, not only is she not a collegiate entrepreneur, she's a high school student out of Victoria, British Columbia, 11th grader. Ann Makasinski invented a flashlight that runs solely on the heat of your human hand. She's been featured on TEDx conferences, 16 years old, and we're really impressed, looking forward to talking with you. Ann, tell us about your product and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, thanks for having me. So my flashlight is, as you said, a flashlight that runs off the heat of the human hand. And to do that, I use Peltier tiles. And with Peltier tiles, if you heat one side of them and you cool the other, a small amount of electricity is produced. So in my case, you heat one side with the palm of your hand and you cool the other, just the ambient air and a hollow aluminum tube. So it's a very simple design.
So wait, I got maybe a simple design. But I got to tell you, I didn't understand a word you just said. No. All kidding aside. No, here's the thing. It sounds like a very cool product, by the way, and kudos to you. Congratulations to you for making this happen. But here's the interesting part for me. You're 16 years old. You know about Peltier tiles. It's one thing to come up with a cat toy or
right.
Not in any way. Those are great business opportunities, but this is a little more complex. Do you have expertise in this subject matter that you may have, or how do you know about this stuff, and how do you put it together into a product?
Well, I've been participating in the local science fair here on the island since I was in grade 6, and my projects were always based on energy harvesting. So I was looking around on the internet, and I read about, solar cells, obviously, and wind turbines, piezoelectricity, and one of the things that came up was thermal energy. And as I kept on looking, I found out about these Peltier tiles. The Peltier tiles, I used them on an effect called the Seebeck effect, which has been around since the 1800s. So it's not really a new technology.
So it's not. So let me ask you. It's not a new technology. Did you file a patent on this idea?
We have filed a patent application with the PCT. And what the PCT does is it basically does a long search while giving you 18 months of protection, and it will tell you which parts of the world it is eligible to be to file a patent on my flashlight. So right now I'm waiting for the results, and then afterwards I'll have to file the patent, which unfortunately is the rather expensive
part.
Yeah,
of course. Okay, all right. First of all, amazing, and it sounds like a great product. You've obviously got some really good expertise and knowledge that you've put to work there to take an idea and make turn it into a product and really make something happen here. Nadine, I have a question for you that came up while she was talking. So she said the technology's out there. If in patenting, if a technology is out there, but I take a technology and I apply it to a certain application or product concept, can I get a patent on that?
Well, if the combination of elements are new and not obvious, then yes, you can. I mean, mostly in this world, all inventions are made of old components. It's just how you put them together.
Right. And it was a bit of a leading question because that's right. And I wanted to make that clear to the audience. It's not that you've got to invent, in this case, the Peltier tile. It's just that you've got to find the right application, put the tile in that application, put it together in a product form, hopefully with some uniqueness and novelty to it, right?
Right.
And then file a patent application, and then that idea, that the use of that technology in that application becomes yours.
That's right. And what are your plans now for your flashlight? Are you planning on manufacturing this? Are you planning on selling it? Where are you at?
Yeah, so my next plan or phase of my project will be to make prototypes that I could give to a manufacturer in the U.S. as I need a manufacturing partner who would hopefully share the cost of the patents, or I could use crowdsourcing like Kickstarter to raise some funds so I could get the patent and the flashlight in a manufacturing process.
I'm curious, it's one thing to know about technology, but it's another thing to come up with an idea and then act on it. Were you looking for something to invent or a product to take to market? Are you entrepreneurial by nature? How did this happen that you learned about this technology and then created a business opportunity for yourself in the form of an invention?
Right. Well, I have to be honest and say I'm not entrepreneurial by nature. I'd say I'm more inventive by nature, in the fact that I've always looked around and taken things around me in the environment and make something better out of. I always wanted to improve other people's situations. And to be honest, my project started off as just like a local science fair project. I had no idea it would lead to all of this, and especially as a potential invention to be put on the market.
So how does someone like you, 16 years old, who is not entrepreneurial by nature, by admission, how do you know what you're doing and what steps to take to turn this into a viable business opportunity?
That's a good question. I'd have to say if you have an invention or a creation and you want to make it into something that could be for a business opportunity or to be manufactured, you really need to look around. For example, I'm looking at other flashlights on the market and seeing how mine could be different and how it could be better in some ways. I really think you need to network. Of course, that's a great one. I've had the opportunity to go to many conferences and, you know, like having a LinkedIn profile LinkedIn.
Right, right, yeah. Right. Well, you're amazing. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. We can go on and on. I love your story. You are amazing, by the way, and congratulations. Dan, you had a quick comment.
Well, I do. And you were on Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and here you've inspired entrepreneurs from all over the world. Where'd you have more fun, on Jimmy Fallon Show or on Startup Nation?
On both.
All right.
You're going to go very far, young lady.
She is going to go far. Not only Jimmy Fallon listed as Time Magazine's 30 Under 30, won the Google Science Fair Award for Age, and thanks so much for being on Startup Nation Radio, and Nadine Mustafa, our expert, our patent attorney, thank you so much for coming on, sharing your wisdom, and we'd love to have you back.
Great.
All right. Right on. Great show, Dan.
Great show, Jeff.
All right. Make it a great day for you. Get those businesses started. Get those inventions to market.
Take action.
Take action. That's right, Dan. Join us again on Startup Nation Radio.